organizer admits caravan is a mass exodus from Central America to U.S. by John Binder on October 25, 2018. The organizer of a 7,000-strong migrant caravan headed to the United States admits that the effort is a mass exodus from Central America. In an interview with USA Today, Pueblos Sin Fronteras organizer Alex Mensing admitted that the caravan is less about foreign nationals looking for legitimate asylum and more about the movement of entire populations from Central America to the U.S. "There's no one in charge of this thing," Alex Mensing, an organizer for Pueblos Sin Fronteras, an immigration rights group, told USA Today. "It's a mass exodus," emphasis added. Pueblos Sin Fronteras is the main open borders organization that has helped organize the migrant caravan. Another organizer of the caravan, Bartolo Fuentes, admitted in an interview that the migrants are looking for jobs in the U.S., which is an ineligible asylum claim. "The people were waiting for an opportunity. People don't have work here," Fuentes said. "They don't have opportunity." President Trump has threatened Central America with cutting off the more than $500 million in U.S. taxpayer-funded aid that is sent to the region every year, as well as authorizing the deployment of 800 troops to the southern border. Breitbart Texas reported that the migrant caravan stormed through Mexico last week, tearing down a border barrier in the process as they crossed from Guatemala to Mexico. A second group of about 250 migrants from El Salvador is expected to follow the current caravan and head to the U.S.-Mexico border next week. Less than 6 months ago, a similar migrant caravan was allowed to cross into the U.S. with weak asylum claims despite threats from President Trump to close down the border. Many migrants from that caravan are now illegal aliens living in the U.S. as they await their asylum hearings. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.